From the distant shores of Thailand to the jungles of Belize.
Let us give all for Jesus.
From the mountains to the coast of Carolina, North Carolina.
Let us give all for Jesus.
From High Rock Lake to West 3rd Avenue.
Let us give all for Jesus.
The week that we were in Belize, I experienced a one-in-a-lifetime trip. During the week, we had the opportunity to help the Belmopan Baptist Youth put on a Bible school for the local kids. It was a life-changing experience to experience these kids changing and growing through Christ throughout the week. That Friday was the last day of Bible school, and after, all the youth helped us put on the Bible school came back to the camp with us, and we had a lot of fun and had a cookout. Then we went to a community a couple minutes from the Belmopan Baptist Church and gave away playground equipment and sports balls to the kids around. As we gave everything away, the local kids' faces just lit up with joy and to laughter. Finally, we headed back to the camp as the day was coming to an end, and the pastor of Belmopan Baptist was waiting for us. We gathered around and said our last goodbyes, and then they handed everyone a gift. I received a bag, others received a water bottle, and the adults seemed a little nicer gift. Now, it may not seem like a lot, but for everyone, one of us, to receive a gift made me realize how much we mattered to them and the impact we made that week. I am truly blessed to have gone on this trip, and I thank everyone in church that helped us make this happen.
Good morning. My name is Grace Myers. Going into this mission trip, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. I had talked to people who had been before, but since this was my first time, it was uncharted water. I think we can all say the trip down was uncharted water for everyone. Anyone who knows me well knows that I'm an extremely impatient person. When we were told that our flight was canceled, my first thought was, "You've got to be kidding me." Now that I look back on it, our time in the airport was probably some of the best bonding time we had, from riding around the entire Dallas airport twice on the Skylink to sleeping on each other while we waited for our plane to board. When we finally got to Belize and started Bible school, I found the kids there are so happy. They never complain, never whine, and they're so compassionate. On our way to Bible school, we picked up any child that wanted to go with us. Every morning, we picked up sisters Genesis, who is 6, and Lucia, who is 4. Lucia, like many of the kids that weren't in school yet, did not speak English and understood very little, if any. Her older sister Genesis helped us translate not only for Lucia, but for any other child she could. She is so selfless at only 6 years old. It broke my heart when we had to say goodbye to the kids on Friday, the last day of Bible school. That afternoon, we had a cookout with the Belizean youth. We had a lot of fun with them, and I made a lot of new friendships. The following morning, we left Belmopan and headed to Dangriga, where we got on a boat and rode to Pelican Beach Resort. While we were there, we went snorkeling, swimming, napping, and laughing. But the most memorable thing for me was getting baptized in the Caribbean Sea. Ever since we were little, Haley Walker and I had planned to be baptized together, and the fact that we did it in Belize made it so much more special. Thank you so much for supporting our youth, both financially and spiritually. This life-changing trip truly would not have been possible without all of you. I have fallen in love with the place and the people, and I cannot wait to go back.
Hi, my name's Spencer Hall, and a little over a month ago, the youth of the First Baptist Church and First Methodist Church went on a life-changing trip to Belize, and I'm going to talk about mine. But first, a little background on how we got there. It's 3 o'clock a.m. in the First Baptist Church parking lot, and 27 of the 31 Belize mission team got on the church bus or parents' cars to go to Raleigh International Airport, just to find out at about 6:30 a.m. that our flight was canceled. And then at 7:17 a.m., 21 of our youth go through security and then start running to get on the plane that they were holding for us to Dallas Airport, and then to Miami, after about 5 hours at Dallas. We took 3 different flights to get to Belize, one that came from Dallas and 2 that came from Miami. Ray had said that at the last meeting that the only time all 31 of us would be all together was in Belize, and that was very true. Finally, it's the first day of Bible school, and everyone was excited to be there, even us youth. I was in the recreation group, and we brought two tubs full of balls, chalks, frisbee, and much more for the kids to do whatever they wanted to do. But the first most thing that I thought was the specialist was there was this little kid named Krister. He would have me pick him up, and he would stand on my shoulders just to dunk a basketball into the hoop. And then he'd want me to do it again and again. My arms got really tired after that. The second thing that I thought was the most special was whenever we were in the airports or on the island. Whether it was just sitting down, talking, we all got to really know each other. And then there's one more, and that was taking naps. There's one time I took a nap on a piece of plank that was smaller than I am. It was, I think, the most comfortable nap I've ever had. And that was my Belize experience.
A mission trip provides the opportunity to step away from our routine, to step away from the normal everyday life, and advance the cause of Jesus, to give all for Jesus. And on our trip, we had several opportunities to do just that. Our primary, of course, was the Bible school. Over the course of the week, our numbers grew. Our vans were packed, and children were thrilled. In the Bible study group, we had the pleasure of watching our youth present Bible stories to the Belizean children. And every morning, we would ask, how many of you have heard today's story? Usually half, maybe two-thirds. And I was thrilled to know that they had heard the story, but even more thrilled to know that we were presenting the Word of God to children for the very first time, knowing that we would have the chance to present something that they had never heard in a way they had never heard, I can guarantee that, and in a way that was so impactful. We also had the opportunity, some of our group, to go to an orphanage, to interact with children who had no family, who craved attention, to give them supplies, to give them love, and share God with them. And we also had the chance to go into a neighborhood not far from the Belmopan Baptist Church, a depressed neighborhood, and distribute some of our remaining supplies, balls, toys, but we also took bags of beans and bags of flour. It was like a magnet. Children coming from everywhere, families coming out. And I noticed one family, a lady with stair-step children, five of them, who kind of stayed back from the crowd. I took a bag of beans, a bag of flour, walked over to her, and saw the hesitance on her face right away. I introduced myself, told her we were there on a mission from First Baptist Church. Hesitance did not go away. Told her we were from America on a mission trip about Jesus. Her expression changed a little. And I thought, this is not working. I need a new approach. So I simply said this: we're from America, but these are from Jesus. And the smile on her face was unforgettable. I handed her those bags, and that's a sight I will never forget. But a mission trip, in addition to sharing the Word of God, is an opportunity for us to experience God, to see God working within our group, within our individual lives. And we also had that opportunity. From the very start, in Raleigh, we saw God in a reservations agent who refused to leave her post for over 5 hours until every one of us was on a plane after our initial cancellation. We saw God in a reservations agent in Miami who took meal vouchers to our group and led them to the only restaurant open in the Miami airport at midnight on that Saturday as we tried to get the rest of our tickets straightened out. I saw God in our young people who, after they had traveled for nearly 23 hours, had the most wonderful attitude, hung in there, followed instructions, and did exactly what needed to be done to get this trip complete. We saw God in a hotel clerk who helped us arrange ground transportation so that we could make our plane the next morning, even though it was 1 a.m. And that next morning, we saw God in a limousine driver, who I'll have to say I was frustrated with at first, but on the way to the airport, sang in his loudest voice in Spanish about the glory of God as we traveled on our way to Belize. Once there, God expressed himself in so many ways. During Bible study, when the youth marched around a group of chairs, imitating the walls of Jericho, blowing their party horns, when the Belizean kids would lay on a blanket and let us pick them up, imitating the friends who lowered their friend to Jesus. And the enthusiasm and energy that our youth put into that Bible school as they led in the Word of God. And the cooks who prepared meals for us. And the leaders of the camp. And the youth of the Belmopan Baptist Church. And the expressions on faces as our kids formed bonds that will last a lifetime. And the other adults who went with us, and in so many ways, but most significantly for me, as I watched a baptism in the Caribbean Sea, and there wasn't a dry eye anywhere to be found, God moved from the beginning through the end as we advanced his cause, giving all for Jesus. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for your continued support of the youth program as we try and share and form and mold, because these are our future leaders. Thanks be to God.
Amen. beautiful. You see the difference it makes when we give all for Jesus. I'm so proud of these young people. We really do have the best young people and the best children anywhere. And they are very special. And I'm so grateful for the words that they have shared today, and John, the words that you shared with us today. Because you see the difference giving all for Jesus makes, even if it's just for 1 week. So what does it mean to give all for Jesus? Well, it begins with faith. It begins with belief. You may notice in the bulletin, and if you're listening on the radio, for the next 3 Sundays, I'm going to talk about what does it mean to be saved. We talk about salvation. That's the foundation of who we are as Christians. But exactly what does that mean? Well, it begins with belief, but really what it means is giving all for Jesus every single day. It goes back to this passage of Scripture that Robert shared with us from Romans when Paul said to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, to give all that we have to God, to be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds in Christ Jesus. That's giving all for Jesus. And we saw it in such a powerful and a vivid way. John, well, all of us have so many stories. John, you didn't tell one of the best stories out of your Bible study group. And they did such a great job, all of our groups did, but they were presenting the Bible story of the 4 men who carried their friend to Jesus. And they actually had a sheet in the room, and they'd pick up a kid and let kids carry them, and it was great. But they were talking to the children one day about those 4 men who wouldn't stop, who cut a hole in the roof. Wonder how they felt when they lowered their friend at the feet of Jesus, and one little boy said, "I'll tell you one thing, they're going to need a good lawyer." only from the mouths of children, they tell it like it is. But the word was open in a powerful and a vivid way. And I thought, what if some people here, I know we're good folks, we're church folks, but what if we decided to truly give all for Jesus? What if our deacons said we're going to give all for Jesus? What if our Sunday school teachers said we're going to give all for Jesus? What if you, the good people who are here at First Baptist Church, what if we say, I'm going to give all for Jesus, and see how my life would change as I have the mind of Christ, who always put the needs of others above his own needs, that my foundation would be love and service and commitment and forgiveness and love and grace, reaching out to others, becoming the hands and the feet of Jesus. What if we gave all for Jesus? We were having a really good discussion Thursday morning at our Bible study group over at the Y. And somehow I thought about my pastor growing up. I was blessed in that I only knew one pastor from the time I was a small child until I went to college. Just like you all. I'm the only guy you've ever seen up here, besides Tommy. And I said, after all of those years, I don't remember a whole lot of what he said, but I sure remember this. I remember who he was. Because he lived his life giving all for Jesus. And I do remember one thing he said, and he must have said this several times, but I heard him say, if there was no hell to fear, if there was no heaven to gain, I would be a Christian just for the joy of being one. And that's what giving all for Jesus is. It's learning to live a life that is full of joy, a fulfillment, a life that makes a difference in other people's lives when you become the presence of Christ. As we conclude this church year and as we open the doors to a new church year, let us make a commitment to give all for Jesus. All of us, every day, in everything that we do, let us honor Him and serve Him and love Him and give all for Jesus.